sous les mains.
Bakisa la landabo. Bria chia tia tia. Bricoso tono tosolo de bosia la basia. Ya tia tia la basia. Imbroso. Dagalia la bosia. There is a rain of blessing. I said there is a rain of blessing. There is a rain of blessing.
Il y a plus de bénédiction.
There's a rain of blessing.
Il y a plus de bénédiction.
The Lord spoke to me to pray for us early in the hours of this month. Okay, last night I started praying. While I was praying, it was about 11:30. Before 12, I don't know, 11:40, 11, but before 12. While I was praying, by 3 a.m., the Holy Spirit gave me a pen. He said, take a pen and write. So I stopped the prayer by 3, and I began to write. And God told me 3 major things. But these 3 major things are things that can be connected into one. The 3 major things God told me are things that you can interweave into one. It was centered on limitation. He says, by reason of these prayers, anyone who is connected genuinely to this grace, any limitation in their lives breaks this August. You will see it, that places and things you never thought you could get, places you never thought you could enter, what you never thought you could own, you've tried, it's not working out. This August, it shall be payment of arrears. His name is Jesus. 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 There is something about your name. You are Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. And I call you, I call you, I call you, Jesus. Let the heavens and earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about your name. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about your name. As we lift our heads before you, as I take it off, holy, 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 holy. Lift your hands up. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. As we lift our hands before you, as a token of our love. One more time.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy,
Ashaka parasata.
Holy, holy,
Lord God Almighty.
Lord God Almighty.
As we lift our hands.
As we lift our hands before you.
As a token.
Breaking of the law. Holy, holy.
A woman by the well, she was thirsty, looking for the waters that couldn't satisfy. Then I heard my master Savior calling, come and drink from the wells that never shall run dry.
Feed my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of hell, fill me till the world. We shall behold the God who has made all things possible. We shall behold the face of the great I am. We glorify in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a clap offering.
Hallelujah.
Take your seat. God bless you. Thank you. Can I bring God's word to you this morning? Amen. Blessed be Jesus. You have your Bibles with you? Can I see your Bible? If you have your Bible, raise your Bible up. Bible, Bible. Old and New Testament is the sword of the Spirit. Only New Testament is penknife. His dagger. Old and new is the sword. Raise it up. All right, put it down. Break your Bible open to John chapter 5, one verse of scripture. John 5. John 5. 7. John 5:7. Have you seen it? At the count of two, let's read that verse together. One, two, go. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped before me." Let's take that again. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped before me." I'm preaching briefly on what I titled, "When You Have No Man." Tell somebody, "When you have no man." Say that loud and clear. Say it again. One more time. There is no great man. There are only helped men. No man is great. Men are helped. The value of a man, the content of a man, is a function of the caliber of men in his life. You are not a man because you are a male gender. There are female gender who command more dignity than males. It's a function of who is in their life. Follow me carefully. Everybody that must be somebody in life needs a man. What gives you speed is a function of the help you have received from a man. What is a man? A man is divine visitation for easy acceleration in human form. A man is God descending in the form of a mortar to give you speed. A man is God's human timely intervention for easy achievement. A man is divine remembrance in human form. A man is supernatural access to easy rest. Even God Almighty could not manifest without a man. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. God said, "I sought for a man." Jehovah, the I am that I am, the ancient of days, the one that's the pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, said, "I am God by myself. I created the water. I created the land. But yet when I wanted to do something, I could do nothing without a man." If God needed a man and you think you don't need a man, you are a joker. Some people think spirituality is sentimentality. Do you know there are people that don't read certain portions of the Bible because they think it's carnal? Bible! There are people who don't read Songs of Solomon because Songs of Solomon talks of breast. So they feel that because breast is carnal. Are you more holy than the Bible? You are joking. Sentimentality, religiosity is not spirituality, it's stupidity. You are joking. The thing is not necessary. Can I shock you? Can I shock you? Money is not good. Money is not bad. Money is neutral. It's the individual that holds money that matters. Money is not good. Money is not bad. Money is neutral. It's a medium of exchange. It is the person that holds money that determines if that money is good or bad. It's neutral. God, listen. You are joking. Jesus is not a star. Can I shock you, pastors? The first time they met Jesus, they said, "Where do you live?" He said, "The Son of Man, I have nowhere to lay his head." Second time they met him, "Where do you live?" He said, "Come and see. Come and see." The first time, "I have nowhere to lay my head." The second time, "Come and see. Let me show you where I live." So to be stagnant and to remain on a spot in Christianity, you are a joker. First time, no apartment. Second time, let me show you. And the Bible says, stay in an upper room, a penthouse. Do you know what it means to stay in a penthouse? P-E-N-T. A secluded house. Am I talking here? I was studying my Bible some days ago and I saw Genesis, I think 35, verse 17. The Bible says, as Joseph was wandering in the field, he found a man. And the man said to him, why are you wandering the field? He said, I'm looking for my brother. I said, come, let me show you. Ladies and gentlemen, where we read from, he said, I have no man. While I am trying to make effort, another step before me. Why? Because that person has a man to help him. So the mystery behind overtaking is a man. He overtook me because he has a man and I have no man. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand as a servant of God to make a prophetic declaration. I don't know you. I don't know where you come from. I don't know the limitation in your life. But I come in the volume of the books to make a prophetic declaration. You are about to break forth because your man is about to appear. The man of your destiny that will carry you from where you have been into where you are supposed to be. The helper of your life that will carry you from the pit into the palace. I provoke them to appear. 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 Tell somebody I need a man. Study your Bible, Luke chapter 23, verse 36. Luke 23, 36. Now, I like this phrase. Watch it. It says, and they saw Simon. Simon was pressurized. Simon of Cyrene never wanted to carry the cross. The Bible says, watch me. Jesus was coming with the cross. Are you listening? He has been beaten. He has been maltreated. His strength was failing him physically. The Bible says, and Simon the Cyrene was passing. He said, they held him. You didn't understand. They didn't beckon on him. They grabbed him and said, come here. Carry the cross. Can I tell you? The helper of your life that's refused to do it willingly. I grab them. I said, the helper of your life that has refused to willingly help you, I grab them to carry your cross. I said, I grab them to carry your cross. I don't know where your proposal is. I don't know the court case that you have on your head. But I know there is a God in heaven. He's about to bring helpers that will begin to fight for you.
Amen.
They'll begin to speak for you.
Amen.
They'll begin to fight your battle.
Amen.
Lift the one shout fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When grace is available. When grace is available. Isaiah 55. If you read from verse 1, it says, oh, did that test yet? Come to the waters. Come and buy. Without money, buy milk and wine without price. He says in verse 2, why labor for that which is not bread? Why struggle for that which satisfies not? He said, acting diligently unto me. He says, eat that which is good. Let thy soul delight in fatness. Verse 3 says, incline thy ears and come unto me. Yeah! And ye shall live. For I will enter an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Am I speaking to somebody? Verse 4 says, a nation. He said, I make you a commander to the people. He said in verse 5, that's what I prefer. A nation that thou knowest not. He said, thou shalt call upon that nation. And a nation that knoweth thee not shall run to thee. Why? He said, because of the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel. For I have glorified thee. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord. He shall have mercy. Unto our God, he shall abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. Neither my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways than your ways. Am I speaking to somebody right now? He said, as the rain that cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not either. He said that it may give
bread to the eater and seed to the sower. He said, but watereth the ground and make it bud and bring forth, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I wait. He said, it shall accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing yet so I say, and prosper in the thing. Every word spoken by God over your life that is hanging in the air, in the atmosphere, I bring them down. I bring them down. I bring them down. I bring them down. Shout, yeah. Jesus, the Son of God, was to come and do ministry. And you know, listen, you hear people say that the ministry of Jesus was 3.5 years and it shook the world. Is that true? Huh? 3.5 years ministry. Shook the world! How possible? How come? A ministry of just 3.5 years. Then there was no internet. There was no social network. There was no media power. And 3.5 years, because when you can, if you want to say a ministry can blow up now, it has to be by the efficacy of the media. Yes, but there was no media connection, no social network, nothing. No iPad, no earpad, no nosepad, nothing. No megaphone, no microphone. How come? In 3.5 years, it shook the world. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. God sent a man ahead of him to prepare his way. When John came to prepare, Jesus just came to enjoy. And when your man comes, it's your man that prepares your way. You just walk in to enjoy. John came. John spent years preparing. So when Jesus just came. The very day he came, he was announced. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. How would the Spirit be upon him? Because a man has prepared. I send your man ahead of you into that office where you're about to submit that proposal. I send your man ahead of you. As you drop your passport for a visa, I send your man ahead of you. As you are looking for help, looking for favor, looking for opportunity, I send your man ahead of you. Hey! You don't serve a dead God. Yeah! You serve a mighty God. Yeah! He's the same yesterday. Oh! He's the same today. Yeah! He's the same forever. Yeah! When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. He's on your side. Glory! He's on your side. Look away, shot fire. Somebody say, Lord, I need a man. Somebody say, Lord, I need a man. Somebody say, Lord, say, Lord. Say 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 Lord. Hey! Let's share the grace.
Seated.
Watch me.
When
you have no man. Listen. Listen. The enemies will do everything to make you lonely. Watch me. A man is not lonely. It's not a function of him having friends. You can have friends and you are still lonely. But a man not being lonely is by reason of him having relevant friends. Dependable. Am I talking to somebody? When you have no man, number one, from the place we read from, watch me. Watch me. What are you writing now? What have I said? I said number one, now you are writing. Or you are writing the one I said before. I said number one, it's like somebody's writing it in words. Number one. Number one. Now watch me. Listen, if I need to explain before I tell you. Now the Bible says an angel. I didn't understand this before until the Lord began to tell me. It says the people were sick. There was a marketplace. But in the marketplace, there was a pool. By the marketplace. And there were blind, lame, deaf, dumb, impotent, crippled around that pool. An angel will come and trouble the water. Whoever steps in after the water is troubled, whoever. Destiny is whoever. There's no specific person say, oh, this guy is going to be greater than this one. No. God throws it publicly. Whoever. Now watch me. So when the angel troubles the water, I didn't know this before, but God told me. He said, whoever steps in will be healed. Watch me. There were people who were dead. That man was dead for 38 years. He was not 38 years. His problem was 38 years. His problem was qualified to vote. His problem, not him. So for a man to have a problem for 38 years, it means he was more than that. Watch me. When the angel troubles the water, whoever steps in is healed. But he was impotent. How can an impotent man step in? He needs somebody to carry him. Others were impotent. Some even came after he had come. But as the angel troubled the water, they stepped in. Now watch me. That he was impotent for 38 years was not because the water was not troubled. He has missed 38 visitations because of no man. So when you have no man, even divine visitation is a mockery. Let me close. Like I'm too. So it's not like God has not been answering your prayer. It is there is no man to bring the answer. So the day you pray, say, God, give me a husband. God sent one. But you needed a man to stand as a link between you and that man. So 38 times, hear this, pastors, 38 times that man had witnessed people healed. But the people were healed because they had their own people.
Yes, their own men.
Their own people, as they were there, the people stayed with them. But this man was there, he was there alone. So as soon as this trouble, the people lift their people and put them in the pool and they are healed. But this guy will see it. It is happening before his eyes. That's how some people have no man, and people are getting jobs before their eyes, but they cannot get job.
people's appointment letters are being released before their eyes, but nobody remembers them. People are getting married. People that they are characterly sound. They are better than them in character, in conduct and decorum, but they cannot. Why? No man. So the problem is not about God. The problem is what? Man. The Bible says when God brings down manna from heaven, the people have to go outside to pick it. Every divine visitation has a human side. Kalashu, brother. Can I shock you? God does not open doors. God only sets before you open doors. Even if by fire a dog flings open, you need a man to take your hand through the door. So stop blaming God. I'll be praying. You're not doing it. God said, I long released it. 21 days. Daniel was praying. Prayed for 21 days. And God manifested through Gabriel. So the problem was not the answer. The problem was the means of delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, there are different modes of transportation. And that is the category of men also. The category of the kind of men. There are different modes. You can go to Lagos with a bicycle, yes, from here. Yes, and you will get there. But maybe in 3 months. Am I correct? Maybe in 3 months. You can go to Lagos with a motorbike. In the days of, I think the 70s, they used to. In the 60s, Roadmaster CD 100, 195. I remember in those days when it is 25, 26, it's time for salary. Am I correct? You see people gather at the post office, you will see Vespa. Plenty Vespa. You can go to Lagos with a bike. You can go to Lagos with a bus. Not even bus, a trailer. I remember, Lord Jesus, poverty is bad. Is it poverty or stupidity? The pain of poverty is not the scarcity, it's the foolishness that follows it. Let me tell you the foolishness myself and my friend exhibited. See how foolish. We had 800 naira. It's a general overseer now also. We were going to go and preach in Kaduna. The transport then was 200 naira. We had 800, 400 naira. We decided to enter a trailer and use the balance money to eat suya. And we are eating suya till we get to Kaduna. Inside cold, we are putting suya in our mouth on top of trailer. Before we got to Zuba, we are shaking. I remember he told me, he said, then that was my first time of going to the north. He said, the north is cold. I said, me, I can sleep inside winter. I don't fear anything.